Okay, now we get to a more complicated looking molecular orbital diagram. So this is one I used to give to people that I've decided that you guys can do from scratch. Okay, so these ones then, we're going to ignore the 1s system down below because that's boring and quite easy. We're going to focus in on what's going on in the 2 shell. So we've got 2s and 2p atomic orbitals, 2px, py, pz. Same deal over here for the other nitrogen atom. When we combine them together, we're now going to have 6, 7, 8 orbitals going in. So we end up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 orbitals coming out. Half of those are bonding, these three plus that one there, and half of them are antibonding, the sigma star 2s and the pi stars and sigma star sitting up here. As before, we put the electrons in, filling up from the bottom, our alpha power principle, and the result is we end up with a system which has got it's got core electrons down in here that are tied up, a balance between bonding and antibonding. Then we've got 1, 2, 3 bonds sitting up here. So that's our triple bond that we find for nitrogen. So there's 1 sigma bond and 2 pi bonds holding nitrogen together. So in the atom, we're comfortable with the idea that we've got core electrons that don't get involved in the bonding. That moves across to molecular orbital theory as well. The stuff that's sitting at the bottom down in here, the 2s and the 1s, that stuff then is the core electron density. It's not involved in the bonding. It's involved in it to the extent that all of these are molecular orbitals. They belong to the whole system. But in terms of the important glue that's holding it together, we're focusing mostly on what's going on in the valence area sitting out here. Our bond order for this system then, half of 8 minus 2 is 3.